This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. As we heard in our last segment, movies were a platform for Doris Day's vocal talents. Our next guest has put his own stamp on more than 75 films. Carter Burwell is best known for his work with the Coen brothers, having scored every one of their films, from Fargo and Barton Fink to their latest, A Serious Man. He's also scored all of the films from director Spike Jonze, including his latest, Where the Wild Things Are, which you're hearing a bit of in the background. Carter Burwell is here today with the adventurous cellist Maya Beiser. Her own work spans film and multimedia, dating back to her days as a founding member of the Bang on a Can All-Stars. The two of them will be performing live here in a couple of minutes. First, let me welcome you both to our Soundcheck studios. Carter, what's it like having two major and very different films out there, both sporting your scores simultaneously?
It's nice. we should do this more often.
Well, but that would require you doing, it seems, a lot more. I mean, you tend to pick and choose your projects, it seems.
Yeah, it's just entirely coincidental. I didn't write and record them last week. It happened in the spring, last winter. So, the real work went on some time ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, the longstanding relationship with the Coen brothers and with Spike Jonze, do you get something out of knowing the directors and their styles and their preferences?
Well, it's not so much about their styles and preferences as it requires a lot of faith on a director's part to work with a composer, because you're constantly saying, it's going to be great. I know, this doesn't sound, you got to imagine it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be played by real musicians. And you're constantly asking for a lot of trust. And so that's the advantage. All of these people have been through it. They've heard me play some piece of crap on the piano. And then they hear it in the end, and it sounds all right. So that's really the advantage.
Now, with Where the Wild Things Are, this is a little different even for you, because there was a pre-existing set of songs by Karen O, the lead singer from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
It's different in a lot of ways, really, although, as you say, I've worked with Spike before, but it was different because it's a book that my children have read. It's and as you say, Karen had written songs. She started writing songs before they shot the film. And in fact, Spike called me before they shot the film to tell me that I wouldn't be working on it, that his concept was that the film would be all songs and that Karen would write them. And that was disappointing, of course, but I'd pretty much forgotten all about it when he called up a couple of years later, really. And at that point, he was beginning to realize that songs didn't work in all of the scenes, that the film has no plot, really. It's all just emotional. It's an emotional journey, very intense, and it turns corners very fast and very subtly. So there were, I'm happy to say, instances where it really needed music that could do that, and songs weren't working in that way. So you're right. Karen had already written songs, and I had to work with a sound she had established, and yet navigate my own style, because I'm not the kind of composer who can cop other people's style very well. I'm just not, I can't do it. I don't have the skills.
Would you want those skills?
No, I would. It's not me. There's a lot of people who are good at that, and that's not me.
So this dirt clod fight, this cue that we're about to hear, we hear Karen O. Is this you taking something of hers and kind of adding to it?
Well, in an effort to obscure the distinctions between my pieces and her pieces, Karen, in this case, she's singing on a piece of mine.
I see.
In other cases, I did some string arrangements for some pieces of hers. And so that, we're trying to make it, unclear to the listener who's responsible for each piece.
This is from the score to Where the Wild Things Are.
We'll be right back.
from Where the Wild Things Are, some music by Carter Burwell, featuring the voice of Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. The other movie, Carter, that you've scored that's currently in theaters is A Serious Man. It's the latest from the Coen brothers. Jewish community in a Minneapolis suburb in 1967. Were you able to work with any of that?
Well, you know, in a word, no. It was when they gave me a pile of scripts about 3 or 4 years ago, which was Burn After Reading and No Country for Old Men and this one, A Serious Man. And this one I loved. I mean, I really thought it was one of the best scripts they'd written. And it had written into it, it had some Jefferson Airplane songs, the theme from F Troop. And but when it came time to actually write music for the film, nothing that referenced the milieu worked at all. It made it seem as though, oh, the important thing is we're in a Jewish community in the 60s, as you say. And that's not what's important. And that's not really, I'm not saying that I know what the film is about, but, that's not what the film is about, clearly. So the music references none of that, has nothing to do with any of those things.
And yet there is this kind of recurring harp theme.
It sure is recurring.
which you call a marvel. And what does this signify? I mean, it means something to you, clearly.
Well, it a lot of these things, you play them, you see that they work, and then after the fact, you figure out what they signify. And after the fact, what me and Joel and Ethan decided that signified was the relentlessness of existence. In the movie, you see one person's life sort of falling apart bit by bit. And that recurring harp piece, which just plays forever and ever, those four bars. But because it's a six-note pattern against an eight-note pattern, hopefully it still remains somewhat interesting. And it's just supposed to represent the fact that there's nothing we can do about it.
So
whatever it is.
So Larry Gopnik, the character, he's living the life of Job, basically. His life is unraveling, but in a most musical way. Called A Marvel, the recurring harp theme that Carter Burwell wrote for the Coen brothers' film A Serious Man. And Carter Burwell, the composer, here with us in our soundcheck studio, along with cellist Maya Beiser. So now, how different a process is this, Carter? Instead of writing short cues for pre-existing visual material, you and Maya, you know, you're going to be out there on stage at Le Poisson Rouge tomorrow night. And you can write pretty much whatever the hell you want.
It's refreshing.
It as simple as that? Is that?
It's refreshing on the one hand. On the other hand, the fact is the reason why I do the film music so much is that I love watching movies. And in fact, the visual stimulus helps me. So, writing this was a nice change of pace because, as you say, I don't have to hit certain things and certain bar lines. In fact, in the back of my mind, I have to admit, when I was writing this, I was thinking about a movie I'm going to be working on. It's a film about the Allen Ginsberg poem Howl, and the Moloch is one of the sections of that poem. So I was thinking of something that might work with that.
Huh. Maya, isn't there another meaning to Moloch? Isn't that like a biblical?
I assume it comes from Melech, which means king, in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the origin of it.
Yeah, I think it was an idol to which children were sacrificed.
Right, right.
I think
the Moloch.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I got from the Ginsberg poem, from his annotated poem.
It was some sort of monster thing, and biblical monster or something. So Maya, you've done film work yourself. What is it about working with Carter? I mean, is there a kind of a simpatico feeling because you have that kind of mutual love of the visual?
Well, probably. I mean, I've always loved Carter's music. I think the score to Fargo is one of the greatest scores ever written in films. And it was kind of a coincidence. I met Carter 2 years ago at the Sundance Film Composers Lab. We were both teaching there, and I heard him talk about his music. And we just started talking about collaborating. And actually, we're in the midst of this idea of doing a cello concerto that Carter is going to write for me one of these days. And, yeah, and along while we were talking about that, I was talking to the guys at Le Poisson Rouge about doing some shows there. And I thought, wouldn't it be great to invite Carter to come and play with me and just do some of his music live? And so I wrote him an email. He was somewhere in Scandinavia at the time. Not exactly a place where he could think about that. But it turned out that he liked the idea, and so here we are.
So this piece was written specifically for tomorrow night's concert.
It was written last week.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's another thing the film composers have to do, right? And write on... You know, right on deadline.
That is correct.
So let's. This will then be the first time this piece is being heard in public.
Correct.
Right?
That is true.
Or that we played.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right then. Carter Burwell is at our piano. Maya Beiser, cello in hand. Let's hear the piece. It's called Moloch, live on Soundcheck. Thank you. live performance of a piece called Moloch by Carter Burwell with Carter at our piano. It was written for the cellist Maya Beiser, who also performed here live in our soundcheck studio. It's part of her program tomorrow night at Le Poisson Rouge at 7:30. And that's the first time that this piece has been played in public. Although, Carter, it sounds like there's more to come. I mean, you said that this might, you know, you were already thinking of a future film score, but there will be a cello concerto for Maya?
This is what we were talking about. Yes. It's all talk still, but...
Maya, you don't do so much just plain old music stuff these days. Everything seems to involve, you know, multimedia. I mean, here's the guy to do multimedia with. Are you thinking of cello with video or something like that?
You know, interestingly, actually, Carter really wants to do a plain traditional cello concerto.
Well, for me, that would be a completely novel concept.
Now, Maya, you've worked with, you know, some contemporary filmmakers here in New York, but you also worked with James Newton Howard on some of his big blockbuster scores as well. Is film music, it used to be, at least here in the States, that composers of film music were somehow seen as not being composers with a capital C. Is that changing now?
I think it really is. First of all, I think that was never true. But I think...
Well, it certainly wasn't true in England, where all the top composers did film scores. But I think you'll find...
Right. No, yes. But I think that probably... for maybe economic reasons, the film industry is attracting... great composers these days, because there's not much money to be made in the plain old classical music. So, and there seems to be a lot more back and forth going on now between sort of the concert composers, people like Osvaldo Golahov, who is doing more and more stuff for Coppola now, and for other, Tan Dun is another example.
I mean, John Corigliano.
There's
the red violin.
A lot of my friends who are going back and forth, you know, between the two genres. And I also find the other is true, which is people like James and, you know, and Carter for that matter, who have a desire to also write music, not just for films.
Concert music. Speaking of crossing genres, one of the things you'll be doing at Le Poisson Rouge tomorrow is an arrangement of Kashmir, the Led Zeppelin tune. Whose arrangement is that?
Well, this is actually Evan Ziporians, who is a frequent collaborator of mine from Bangor & Ken and on. I think it's fantastic. I've always wanted to do Kashmir, and I have this new album that's coming out early next year called Provenance that has a lot of Middle Eastern tunes, and I thought I should do Kashmir for that. So this is 12 cello version of the old tune.
Maya Beiser, the cellist, Carter Burwell, the composer, and at our piano this afternoon. Both of them at Le Poisson Rouge tomorrow night at 7:30, and Carter's film scores, you can hear them in the movies Where the Wild Things Are and A Serious Man. Thank you both for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you, Tom.
And that'll do it for our program today. Tomorrow, Gary Giddens talks about his massive new historical tome simply called Jazz, and indie rockers Ben Gibbard and Jay Farrar perform songs from their soundtrack for a film about Jack Kerouac. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producers, Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer, Gisele Regatta. We had help today from Julia Forlan. I'm John Schaefer.